Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the NASC Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre has described as worrying a move to use Cork's Porky Cueve to house refugees. It comes with a squeeze in accommodation expected to intensify in the coming weeks, with over 1,200 Ukrainian refugees scheduled to leave student accommodation by mid-September. Separately, locals in Kildare are planning a protest this weekend against plans to house Ukrainian refugees' homes in their area. Well, our reporter Barry Lenihan joins us now for more on all of this. And Barry, the pressure on government to provide beds is coming into even sharper focus again this evening.
Yeah, and this comes after confirmation from the Department of Integration, Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department, that the home of Cork GAA, the redeveloped Parky Cueve, will open its doors to refugees. As first reported in the Irish Examiner, a group of 80 people arrived at the stadium on Tuesday following a request from the government. The stadium will be used as short-term emergency accommodation for international asylum seekers. It won't be used to house those fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, Cork County Board, it's providing the facilities on a pro bono rental basis for 4 weeks up until September 23rd. And the group will be accommodated in large function rooms down towards the Black Rock end of the Southern Stand. Whilst matches and other events, they'll continue as normal. A specialist management company will oversee the provision and management of accommodation and will work with the stadium's existing security, food and cleaning contractors.
Well, it certainly sounds less than ideal. What's the Department of Integration saying about it?
Well, those are the words the Department of Integration saying this evening, saying use of Parky Cueve is, quote, not ideal for accommodating asylum seekers, but add it's only being used as a temporary measure while the government works to find alternative accommodation without delay. Now, the government also pointing to the unprecedented circumstances they are currently dealing with. 44,000 people arriving from Ukraine since February, while twice as many as predicted international asylum seekers have also arrived. And the department says the provider at Parky Cueve is doing all it can to make people comfortable. But this explanation perhaps not passing much truck this evening with the Migrant and Refugee Rights Centre, NASC. Its chief executive is Fiona Hurley.
I think it's a very worrying development that the state has had to turn to sporting bodies and to community organisations to accommodate international protection applicants and Ukrainian temporary protection beneficiaries. So we understand that the Department of Children have been under enormous pressure for the last 6 months. But we do have to ask why we're resorting to this kind of quite unsuitable accommodation. You know, we're very concerned about, you know, the people arriving, particularly in Parky Cueve. At the moment, we don't know whether they're solely going to be adults or whether they're going to be families with children as well.
And what specifically are the concerns there for people who arrive at such accommodation?
Our team have been taking calls from people where there are people with medical conditions who, you know, are sleeping on mattresses on the floor or on camp beds. Health, particularly from one elderly gentleman who had stroke before he came to Ireland, and he was finding the circumstances particularly difficult, and he felt he couldn't have any dignity in those type of settings. For people with children, very difficult to parent children in that kind of a congregated setting. The concerns about, you know, not necessarily knowing all of the other families or all of the other people who are sharing that space with them. For others, it's simply just, you know, sharing a space with, you know, 50 plus people. It's just the level of noise, not being able to sleep at night, you know, having to queue for bathrooms, all of that. It takes away any sort of sense of safety or security that people might have.
What of the government's argument that there has been an unprecedented spike in numbers in terms of people looking to come to Ireland, both those applying for international protection and also the over 40,000 who've arrived here from Ukraine, that is simply an enormous number, that they have to resort to Parky Cueve, they have to resort to Lansdowne Road in Dublin?
We're not questioning that this is an unprecedented challenge for the state, but back in March, we were already talking about tens of thousands of people coming in. At that stage, the state should have been looking at what the medium to long term strategy was. So we shouldn't be in at the end of August, start of September, looking at tents without a long-term strategy of what's going to happen in October, November or December, and what might feel acceptable now, you know, when the days are long and the weather is nice, is a whole other prospect when we're talking about wintertime.
It certainly is. So given this move then to use Parky Cuiv, what's the picture for those who've arrived from Ukraine?
Well, many are still waiting this evening to leave student accommodation with no viable permanent alternative. 652 Ukrainians who've had to move out of student accommodation in recent weeks. They have been placed in spare rooms or homes offered by the public. Others have been moved to sports clubs, such as highlighted by the Irish Examiner, a group moving to a sports club in Clonmel recently. However, the Department of Integration has also confirmed this evening that a further 1,250 people from Ukraine are still scheduled to leave student accommodation by mid-September, with the forthcoming academic year rapidly approaching. So more pledges from the public perhaps needed. And Limo Dwyer, CEO of the Irish Red Cross, he gave me an update on what the public are offering.
What's happening at the moment is that we're finalising the last of the student accommodations around the country. That's in Cork and Limerick and Galway and in Dublin and elsewhere. We have another week to move as many of the refugees out of the student accommodation as possible into pledged accommodation. At the moment, it's looking as if 4,000 people have moved into pledged accommodation. So that's seen a very sharp rise in the use of the pledged accommodation for refugees over the last, in particular, the last 6 weeks. I think what will happen next is we will look at the emergency accommodation around the country where people are being put on a temporary basis, and we will try to utilise the pledge accommodation to move people out of the emergency accommodation as quickly as possible.
In terms of the emergency accommodation or the temporary sites, some moving there now due to moving away from student accommodation, some there already. How suitable are those temporary sites beyond a couple of days at best?
They're not suitable. Very much emergency accommodation, and that's why I mentioned that should be, I suppose, the focus of the government over the next month, that we need to move to those accommodation centres and to move people out of them as quickly as possible into pledged or indeed other accommodation. There will be accommodation coming available later on in October and November between hotels and modular housing, etc. People are moved into very much temporary emergency accommodation, and the numbers can be quite large because you've also got asylum seekers coming to the country needing the safety of this country and the support that they get, as well as people from Ukraine.
So many different pressure points, really, isn't there? And then I suppose there's this microcosm of what's happening in Kildare. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What's happening there this evening and what's planned for the weekend?
Yeah, and we heard Liam O'Dwyer there saying plans for more modular homes come the autumn, but there are currently plans to build 30 modular homes for Ukrainian refugees in Newbridge alongside another 30 in Rathangan as well. And these plans came to prominence in the national media after the local Sinn Féin TD, Patricia Ryan, sent letters to more than 500 homes there warning of potential, quote, significant conflict between locals and Ukrainian refugees due to the move into the modular homes. Now, local media in Kildare reports how there was a heated meeting of local residents in opposition to the proposed homes last Thursday, and a further meeting is planned tonight in around an hour from now ahead of a protest against the plans on Saturday. And local residents, the Lakeside Highfield Dara Park Action Group, they've written a lengthy letter to the Minister Roger O'Gorman outlining their concerns. And journalist with the Leinster Leader Kieran Mather, he's been across the story and he's been telling me more about that letter.
Well, first off, they've insisted that they have absolutely nothing against the actual presence of Ukrainians who have been displaced by the conflict. What their displeasure is from is due to more so the lack of facilities in the area. For example, there's been sewage issues that have been plaguing the sites for years. There's been flooding issues. Accessibility is one issue. But One kind of common thread that has really irritated the residents there is the fact that they feel like there's been a lack of consultation on Kildare County Council's end and Minister O'Gorman's end.
The residents also say that their green area is a lovely picturesque area which residents have worked hard to maintain over the years. It's enjoyed by joggers, young children playing, dog walkers, and the feel has been there since the early 1970s. And that's another reason upon which they don't want these modular homes.
Yeah, exactly. I was there at the meeting last Thursday, and one of the residents was basically saying that a lot of hard work has gone into this green area. It's enjoyed by joggers, young children playing, etc. That's definitely one thing that factors into it.
What's happening this evening?
There is a meeting going ahead at 7:30 at the Rathangan Community Centre. Likewise, it's residents coming together to voice their concerns over the planned modular homes.
Protest is planned on Saturday against these plans, which ultimately will conclude with a walk to the local Fine Gael minister Martin Hayden's constituency office.
Correct, yeah. A lot of the residents that I spoke to actually also were very open to the possibility of housing displaced Ukrainians in, for example, the Red House near Toker's Restaurant, just between Newbridge and Nace, or possibly a site on the Curragh.
And the residents in their letter go on to highlight how there are a lack of services, they say, in their area, including local GP services, school places, that both GP services and schools are already heavily oversubscribed, while school bus services are also scant, they claim. The residents also claim that the plans for modular homes for the Ukrainian refugees may, quote, have an impact on the value of their houses. Now, they are seeking a meeting with the Minister, Roger O'Gorman, as he tries to navigate this unprecedented challenge nationally, while the Fine Gael TD Neil Richmond, he appeared to raise concern about this planned protest on social media earlier this afternoon.
It's certainly an issue that we'll be watching over the rest of the week. But for now, Barry Lenihan, thank you very much.